Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. In today's episode, we're exploring a fascinating study about a new sensor that can detect hydrogen peroxide with remarkable sensitivity and selectivity. But there's more than just exciting findings here. We'll also touch on some critiques of the work to get a balanced view of this research. So, let's get into it. The compound hydrogen peroxide, or H2O2, is more than just a common household disinfectant. In our bodies, it acts as a signaling molecule, but if its levels climb too high, it can lead to oxidative stress, damaging DNA and proteins. This damage can ultimately contribute to cancer. Therefore, monitoring hydrogen peroxide levels is essential, especially in medical settings. Many current detection methods exist, ranging from complex chromatographic techniques to advanced spectrophotometry. However, these methods have several drawbacks. They're often costly, require trained personnel, and can be slow and cumbersome. Researchers have been seeking alternatives that are faster, cheaper, and easier to use. Enter the concept of colorimetric sensors. These sensors can visually signal the presence of substances, making them user-friendly and quick. In the paper we're discussing today, researchers took a creative approach by developing a nanocomposite made of silver-deposited activated carbon modified with ionic liquids. They call it IL-AG-CO2-AC. This composite is remarkable because it not only detects hydrogen peroxide but does so mimicking the action of natural peroxidases, enzymes that typically break down hydrogen peroxide in living organisms. Through a method called co-precipitation, they combined cerium oxide, CeO2, silver, and activated carbon. Subsequently, they optimized the composite with an ionic liquid. The result? A material that is effective in electrically conducting and promoting interaction between the various components, enhancing their overall activity. The researchers conducted numerous tests to ensure their sensor worked effectively. They utilized various analytical techniques to confirm the structure and composition of their nanocomposite. Techniques such as X-ray spectrometry helped them verify that their synthesized material contained the expected metals and had the right properties. The standout feature of their sensor is its colorimetric response. They found that in the presence of hydrogen peroxide and a color-changing substrate called tetramethylbenzidine, a clear blue-green color developed, indicating the presence of H2O2. The studies showed that their sensor could detect hydrogen peroxide concentrations as low as 0.232 micromolar, with an impressive linear range up to 190 micromolar. What's particularly significant is the sensor's selectivity. Even in the presence of various potential interfering substances, it maintained a clear response to hydrogen peroxide alone. This selectivity is crucial because it means that healthcare professionals could potentially use this sensor in real-world applications without confusing results. Now, let's touch upon the finding's strengths and its critiques. One significant strength of this work lies in its innovation. By utilizing a combination of silver and cerium oxide on activated carbon, they developed a method that not only provides a new angle on sensor technology, but it also enhances the performance and reliability of colorimetric sensing for hydrogen peroxide. The methodological detail provided in the paper demonstrates a pathway that others may follow, marking a constructive addition to the field. However, the critique isn't without merit. One limitation noted by reviewers is the lack of data availability from this study. Without accessible datasets, it becomes challenging for other researchers to reproduce or validate the findings independently. Though the methodology itself is well documented, ensuring transparency could improve confidence in the work. Moreover, while the optimization of experimental conditions is commendable, questions remain about how this sensor could perform across diverse environments or populations, such as patients with varying health conditions. This concern suggests further validation across real-world scenarios is essential for comprehensive understanding. As we conclude, this study represents a notable step forward in developing biosensors that address an urgent need in healthcare. Reliable, fast, and cost-effective means for monitoring hydrogen peroxide, a small molecule with big implications for oxidative stress and cancer research. Tune in next time with SciBud for more science stories. Remember, science is all around us, and there's always more to explore. Catch you later.